Hello, everyone. My name is Mohammed El-Sheikh, graduate assistant at the School of Diplomacy, and today I'm here with the director of the Office of Internships and Career Development, Dr. Catherine Ruby. And today we'll be speaking about Seton Hall University's and the School of Diplomacy's Semester in Washington, D.C. program. So why don't we go right ahead and start off with the first question. Dr. Ruby, can you give us an overview of the semester in D.C. program?
Yes, thank you, Mohammed. The Semester in Washington, D.C. program is a unique program hosted in the School of Diplomacy for all Seton Hall University students. It was started in fall 2014, and to date we've had 65 students participate. The goal of the program is to offer students an experiential learning opportunity that allows for interning, taking classes, and living in Washington, D.C. for a fall or spring semester.
So, Dr. Ruby, can you tell us about some of the academic courses students will be taking while they're in D.C.?
Yes, absolutely. The beauty of the Semester in Washington, D.C. program is that we have set the courses up so that students remain full-time students at Seton Hall University during the semester, which means that students can use any financial aid that Seton Hall has offered them to pay for the costs of tuition and living during the Semester in D.C. program. So students are eligible for financial aid, including Seton Hall scholarships, health insurance, and any other financial aid that you are eligible for as a student on the South Orange campus. So the academic courses themselves are taught by our professor of professional practice in Washington, D.C., Professor John Walser, and he teaches two three-credit courses on Fridays. So that 6 credits of academic coursework that you would be studying with Professor Walser. In addition to that, students register for 2 academic internships, which for diplomacy students are the practicum internship and the senior leadership internship. For undergraduate students, for graduate students, it's the internships 1 and 2. So those combinations of academic classes and internship courses give students full-time student status. The 2 courses that are taught in D.C. are the Washington Experience Study Tour, Actors, Institutions, and the Policy Process. And the second course is the Washington Seminar on Global Policy Challenges. Again, as I said, both 3 credit courses on Fridays, one is offered in the morning and one is offered in the afternoon. And then Monday to Thursday, students are at their internships in Washington, D.C.
So, Dr. Ruby, could you tell us more about Professor Walser?
Yes, Professor Walser has a PhD in history from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He is a former U.S. Department of State Foreign Service officer who served in Latin America countries. He also served in South Africa and was a senior policy analyst in the Latin America specialization at the Heritage Foundation. He has excellent contacts in Washington, D.C. I would say he's really a Washington, D.C. insider.
So, Dr. Ruby, where in D.C. will students be taking their classes?
The classes are held at United Nations Foundation location, which is 1750 Pennsylvania Avenue, very close to the White House and to most D.C. Metro stops. We're able to offer classes there because of the School of Diplomacy's alliance with them.
So we spoke a lot about the academic side of a semester in DC, but I know a lot of students will be concerned with the housing situation. So what are some of the popular areas where students find housing in DC?
There's a wide range of housing options in Washington. The students have found housing co-ops. One of them is the Washington Internship Student Housing Group. It's called WISH. And WISH rents only to interns who are in DC. So if you're in a co-op like that, you're meeting other interns from across the country, from other universities. And of course, the options in housing depend on each student's preferences. They range from shared rooms to shared homes. And they also have a dorm-like accommodation. The price of the housing there is comparable to Seton Hall University on-campus housing, but there are no board plans. So each apartment house is equipped with kitchen facilities so that students can cook for themselves. We've also had students stay with relatives and friends who live in Washington, D.C., or do sublets on apartments that meet their needs. So, as I said, there's a broad range of housing options.
Can you tell us a little bit about the internship opportunities that students engage in while staying in D.C.?
Yeah, the internship opportunities in Washington, D.C. are unique. Many of our students have interned in government, at the U.S. Department of State, at the Supreme Court. The Capitol Hill internships are very popular, where you're interning with senators and congressmen for either the district that you live in, or on some of the committees there. The senators for New Jersey are Senator Booker and Senator Menendez, and we've had students do internships with their offices in Washington, D.C., or students can also apply to offices that represent their home state. There's also research think tanks like the Wilson Center, the Council on Foreign Relations. We've had students in the private sector, in media, and also in other sort of NGOs slash government organizations like the Peace Corps and Interpol. So there's many opportunities. It just depends on what a student's interests are. And in the internship search, the internship search is a collaborative effort between me and the students. And so it's sort of a 50-50 collaboration. And one of the keys to it is knowing the deadlines for your internship host sites and meeting them. Some of the government internships can have deadlines that are a year ahead of when you want to go. So the semester in Washington, D.C. requires planning on the part of students.
Can you tell us why a student would choose to have their internship in D.C. as opposed to having it somewhere like New York, which is close by?
Absolutely. I always encourage students to go to Washington, D.C. to do an internship that's unique to D.C. I think that New York City and the tri-state area is a great place for internships in the nonprofit sector and of course the private sector. Washington, D.C. is for a great place for the government internships, for consulting firms and lobbying groups that work with government, and other private sector lobbying groups.
How do students go about starting their semester in DC journey from getting the internship to the housing? Like, where do they start with that, as well as when should they start at? What grade level do you think students should start this process?
Most of the internships in Washington, D.C. Look for students, undergraduate students who are juniors or higher, and for graduate students with at least two semesters of coursework, if they don't have government/international relations experience. So I recommend that students be sophomore students in the undergraduate program begin to speak with me about the timing of their semester in DC program. And I recommend that graduate students start thinking about that in their beginning of their second semester. Your courses have to be ordered before you go to Washington, D.C. to ensure that you're going to graduate on time. That's true for both undergraduate and graduate students. So I like to work with students at least 8 months, two semesters, before they plan to participate in the semester in D.C.
So we know that the semester in DC program is open to students across the Seton Hall campus, not just diplomacy students. So would a student outside of the School of Diplomacy need to find an internship that is related to international relations and diplomacy?
No, absolutely not. Students from outside the School of Diplomacy may register for internship courses that their major requires. And so they would work with the advisor in their major to figure out how those internship courses would count in the major. Of course, if students don't have internship courses in their major, they can register for the diplomacy internship courses, but those courses would have to be approved by the major. So we have worked it out with other schools on campus to ensure that students from outside the School of Diplomacy get credit for the internship courses.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ruby, for joining us today. That was a very informative session. And for students who are looking to get started on the process, where can they contact you?
It's been a pleasure to be here and speak about the DC program. If students are interested, they can reach me at my email, just my name, catherine.ruby@shu.edu. And I hope to see a number of students join us in this program.